أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أسكنهن من حيث سكنتم من وجدكم ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن. In the previous ayats we read about talaq and divorce. As we had mentioned, these are very, very important basic social structures that we have in our society, in a Muslim community. And these should not be treated just as social functions, but as religious functions. Nikah also is not just a big social function that we get together, but it is a very, very important ibadat which has been referred to as half of iman. So it should be done according to the commands of Allah, we should keep in mind. And also, a few places in the Quran Sharif, Allah makes it very clear that nikah and marriage is not just to satisfy one's lust, but it's a great responsibility a person takes upon himself. When the person is asked, do you accept her as your wife? Even by just saying yes in that one word, now you have taken upon yourself a great responsibility. It's somebody's daughter that you have to look after. And your own deen and the children that are going to come, all that is a great responsibility. And this is meant to last forever. But if Islam has opened the door, that if the two just are not compatible and they just cannot agree, then there is a way out which is known as divorce, talaq. But that also is not on impulse again. Unfortunately, today we have mistaken. We take talaq as what we understand divorce in the Western world. That just on impulse, a person just divorces his wife. In Islam, it is not like that at all. But a person must give it very due consideration. Consequently, we saw that talaq is only really the correct talaq to be given is in that clean period of a woman in which the man did not have relationships with her. And that also, in previous ayahs that we read, that a delegation from the husband's side must come, a delegation from the wife's side, they sit down and they try and sort out all the issues. And then if it is necessary, there is no way out, then a person gives one talaq in one of a clean period, and then in the next time when she's clean again, and then the third time. And that also if it is necessary to give three. Otherwise a person should only give one. And then we explain further about iddat, that how important it is to pass the iddat correctly, in which also lot negligence is beginning to come. This is also a very important aspect, and so important that Allah Ta'ala, the most ayats of taqwa together which Allah has mentioned, Allah has mentioned, those who believe in Allah and the last day, they will observe these commandments of Allah. So they are also very important. Yeah, now the next thing comes, and that is the maintenance of the wife. When a person gives divorce, then how to maintain the wife? So Allah Ta'ala says, أَسْكِنُهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ سَكَنْتُمْ. Unko ghar do rehne ke waaste jahan tum aap raho. Give them a place to stay. That is, when they are divorced, the maintenance period for the wife is during the iddat period. And so you have to give her a place to stay as you are staying in your house, and give her a suitable place, and it must don't cause her any difficulty, any harm. Yeah, we want to take undue advantage of the wife, and we put her into difficulty. How many people say, I will never give divorce, I will leave her like that her whole life, that she can't get married to anyone. This is totally against Islam. So give her a nice place to stay also during her iddat period. If it is talaq, it's 3 months. And if the husband has passed away, then she will stay there for 4 months and 10 days. Min haythu wujdikum, apne maqdoor ke muafiq. And again, the Quran has been fair to the wife also, very fair, and to the husband also, that he must give that maintenance in that period according to his financial position. If he's a rich man, he must spend accordingly. If he's not a rich man, then he must spend accordingly. But he must spend on her and give her that. وَلَا تُضَارُّهُنَّ لِتُضَيِّقُ عَلَيْهِنْ اور ایزا دینا نہ چاہو ان کو تاکہ تنگ پکرو ان کو. And do not go make it hard life difficult for them. Now you have given them a place to stay, but you have to give them the food also. That is also included. When a person accepts his wife in marriage, he promises that he'll give her a place to stay, and he'll give her her food and her expenses also. And this connection remains after talaq for three periods, menstruation periods or 3 months. And it remains after marriage for 4 months and 10 days. So don't cause her any difficulty. You give her a place, a very small place in the passage to sleep, or you make her sleep in the kitchen or something. That is not at all proper. You have to give her a proper place according to your financial position. وَإِنْ كُنَّ أُولَاتِ حَمْلٍ فَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ حَتَّى يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ اور اگر رکھتی ہو پیٹ میں بچہ تو ان پر خرچ کرو جب تک جنے پیٹ کا بچہ. And if you divorced her when she was pregnant and she was expecting a child, now the period then is until she delivers the child. And sometimes it happens that the mother carries the child more than 9 months also. So up to the time when she delivers the child, you must treat her well and give her her place to stay and spend on her also. Then don't just say it's only 3 months or so. You have to spend on her for that full time. فَإِنْ أَرْضَعْنَ لَكُمْ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُمْ پھر اگر وہ دودھ پلائے تمہارے خاطر تو دو ان کو ان کا بدلہ. And if she's breastfeeding a child, when she wasn't still pregnant, you divorced her, but she had a breastfeeding child, then you have to give her actually her expenses for breastfeeding the child. That is also, she's doing you a favor now. The responsibility of the children, the financial, the correct upbringing is all on the father. The father is responsible for the education of the child, for the correct Islamic upbringing of the child, and also he is responsible for the clothing and the food of the child. In other words, the maintenance. So if the woman now, she has delivered, or she had delivered and then you divorced her, so the child that is suckling on her, that is a favor she's doing, and you have to actually pay her for that. وَأَتَمِرُوا بَيْنَكُمْ بِمَعَرُوفٍ اور سکھاؤ آپس میں نیکی. And all these matters, this is a very important part of this ayat, that sort it all out amicably in a nice way. Talaq is not meant that you must have hatred in your heart and all the dirty linen comes out and all the filth and dirt, court cases, etc. In Islam it is not like that at all. In a nice suitable way, you just can't make it, you are not compatible, so you prefer to differ, to stay separate from each other. So do that also in a very amicable and in a good way. وَإِن تَعَاسَرْتُمْ فَسَتُرْضِعُوا لَهُ أُخْرَى اور اگر ضد کرو آپس میں تو دودھ پلائے گی اس کے خاطر اور کوئی عورت. And if there is some dispute, then sort that also out nicely. If, for example, the woman is not prepared to breastfeed her with the child, which will be a very rare case, or the expenses, the husband is not prepared to give sufficient expenses, the maintenance, or the wife is demanding more than what she should get, then in that case, you can get another woman to breastfeed the child. And as the father has to pay that other woman, the same way, now his wife, ex-wife, is also another woman. If she breastfeeds the child, he has to pay her also. So that is also a job she's doing, whether another woman does it now or the mother does it, but that has to be paid for. So there are very great instructions as far as divorce also is concerned. Unfortunately, we don't educate ourselves. We have no idea. Just we come in a temper. We think we are the big bosses of the house. We can tell her, get out of the house when we want to, etc., and treat her as we want to. Islam does not allow this at all. And if we live as Muslims, people will see what a beautiful religion Islam is and how we treat our women folk.